is go.
Thank you, this is go.
PTC is go.
CTS is go.
Houston flight is go.
Pilot off.
STM is go.
Safety comms is go.
SD is go.
LRD is go.
SRO is go.
CDI is go.
Launch director, NTD, our launch team is ready to proceed at this time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Site Patriots has a message for liberals and the mainstream media.
You can't handle the truth.
So buckle up, snowflakes, because we're about to deliver the politically direct best in conservative commentary, news, and investigative reports. We're telling the truth, and we're not gonna stop. Okay, liberals, back under the bridge with the rest of your fellow trolls, and oh yeah, thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots.
They are special, special people.
On RSPRadio1.com. Welcome to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot and Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor. It's Friday night. That means a one-hour talk show, and welcome to it. Hello, Diane.
Hello, Craig, and how are you today?
You know, I'm better today than I was yesterday. I didn't even tell you this, but yesterday I woke up, my allergies were all over me. They were just, my eyes were just, like, burning yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That was annoying.
Yeah, I can imagine. Absolutely annoying.
You know, and I finally got that to quit. But by the time I did, it was late yesterday afternoon, early yesterday evening. And by then I had such a roaring headache from eye strain all day that it was just miserable, you know.
Lucky I'm not an allergy sufferer, but...
You know, I never used to be, but, you know, in the last, oh, I don't know, maybe 10 years, it's really started to bother me. I don't know why.
Well, you know, you were living in Arizona, now you're in Nebraska for X number of years, and maybe the whatever pollen is there is triggering off things you didn't have in Arizona.
Well, could be, but, you know, I grew up in Nebraska. I spent over 40 years in Nebraska before I moved to Arizona, so.
But the fact is, you moved. Nebraska is punishing you.
That could be it. That could very well be the case. But today was a much better day. You know, I've had to deal with the puppy, Barkley. Today. He's been very demanding today. His name is Barkley, but I have fondly begun to call him Fartosaurus Rex.
Well, little puppies are known for that.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to stock up on Febreze, I can tell you that.
Oh, poor puppy.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting for him to eat a little bit more of this food that I got him. Then I'm going to try a change in diet.
It could just be puppies. Puppies do that.
Well, I'm going to, if a change of puppy food doesn't work, I'm going to start feeding him Beano.
Poor Barkley.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he's about ready to peel the paint off of this office.
Oh, poor Barkley.
Poor little guy. But
you notice I didn't say poor Craig. It was poor Barkley.
Yeah, poor Barkley. Yeah, I'm. Yeah, you know. Yeah, forget about me. You know,
yes,
I'm only one trapped in an office with it.
Rule, but in your case, puppies rule.
Yeah, well, you know, the bigger of the two cats is pretty well standing her ground with him.
So. Ah.
Kind of entertaining from time to time. Folks, we got a one-hour talk show tonight and plenty of topics to get covered tonight. A lot of bizarre stuff going on. And, you know, if you miss any part of the show, you can always go to rspradio1.com tomorrow morning and get the podcast by hitting the podcast button. Pretty simple.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Let's start with election fraud. And I know this is going to come quite as a shock to a lot of people, but apparently there's things that about the 2020 election that just don't add up.
A lot of things that don't add up. And it's not just in Maricopa County. It's across the country in the key battleground states.
Well, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. And I'm sure, you know, if you looked in a few more places, you could probably find a few more things. But one of the things that's being talked about right now is ballot trafficking.
Yes. Yes. And apparently they now have roughly 240 ballot traffickers who were dumping thousands of ballots in the middle of the night, especially throughout in Georgia. If it happens there, it happens everywhere. This is not something unique to one or two or three states. It's probably across the board.
Now, some of the numbers they're talking about in this ballot trafficking are just almost impossible to wrap your head around, because they're using digital and cyber numbers and things that you garner off of cell phones and GPS, right? Mm-hmm. But apparently, from what the way I understand it, there are over 10 trillion location-based cell signals in major metropolitan areas across all six of these states. And because of that, they've been able to track the whereabouts of some of these ballot traffickers.
Yeah. A little behind-the-scenes thing, info, guys. Craig and I have a little, see it a little bit differently about the ballot traffickers. I see them as almost a ground zero, because ballot traffickers are tangible human beings. You get one to crack, you might have a domino effect straight down the line. And once you get people starting to talk, people who actually committed these acts, I think a lot of truths can come out without audits, without anything else. Tangible people who did it, I just feel, is more important than anything.
Well, and it's hard to disagree with that, but I'll tell you this much. The ballot traffickers, if they can get one or two or three or 240 of them to crack, I don't care how many, okay, all the information they're going to be able to provide is going to have to do with paper ballots. They're not going to be able to tell you anything about what went on with the Dominion voting machines and how different counties and different precincts and different states tallied and counted and added to or subtracted from voting. All they're going to be able to tell us is something that has to do with the paper ballots. Now, I'm not saying that's not important. It is. Okay. But this goes so much deeper than just the paper ballots. But the interesting part of the ballot traffickers to me is the fact that they've been able to track where these ballot traffickers were and how they were moving around in all six of these different states in the wee hours of the night on the night of the election.
Well, the reason I think it's important, because, yeah, you have your low-level traffickers who were paid X number of dollars to dump ballots, but you also have ballot traffickers that have intimate knowledge of what was going on, sort of head traffickers, boss traffickers, who might have known where Dominion machines were, so let's put more, you know, illegally cast ballots over there. So they go through the machines. I think it goes a little deeper than that. I really believe the outcome where we will find out that fraud is committed is because people crack. I don't think it's going to be by what's found by audits or anything like that. I think people are going to start to crack as they get scared.
Well, okay, let's take a number. Let's pick a number, 100. Okay, that's an easy number for everybody to deal with, 100. Okay, and I realize that these ballot traffickers are dealing in thousands of ballots, but we're just going to use 100 as an example. Let's say ballot trafficker A goes to precinct A and drops off 100 ballots in the dark of night. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now that trafficker could crack and say, "Yep, I dropped off 100 ballots there." Okay, and those ballots shouldn't have been there, and I was paid X number of dollars to take 100 ballots to that precinct. What the ballot trafficker cannot tell us is how many times the Dominion people ran those ballots through the Dominion machines. Was it once? Was it five times? Was it three times?
They could all be tied in together. You know, they could be working in tandem.
Could be.
You sort of have to. Right now, people are putting everything separate. Excuse me. We have the traffickers in one corner. We have the Dominion machines in another corner. We have this in another corner, and that straight down the line. But sometimes you, and I'm not you speaking you personally. I'm talking the colloquial you. Sometimes you have to understand that these people are working together. It might not be outwardly, but a head trafficker might very well know, okay, I'm giving you 100 ballots. I was told that it has to go through 100 ballots, have to go through 10,000 times or whatever. I don't think it's as simple as everything is compartmentalized. I think there's a lot of tandem working going on here.
I think there is some. I don't know how much. But I think the ballot traffickers, I think it's a great place to start. But I don't think you're going to get anywhere near to the depths of what went on if all you're relying on is the ballot traffickers. You know, there's all sorts of stuff that's been going on. But because of the ballot traffickers, now, and this, I mean, this is stuff that you and I wrote articles about, okay? Mm-hmm. The states mentioned, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, those are states you and I were focused on. But now we know. Now we have evidence, and this is all thanks to a group called True the Vote. Okay, True the Vote says they know who these people are, and they know where they were, and they've got all this information. They say they're not going to make it public yet, but if law enforcement doesn't get on this and get on this pretty quick and start doing something about it, then they will make these numbers public. And that, I think, where things are going to get interesting.
I think they need to release it immediately. No more stalling. It's now, you know, X number of months since the election. We're coming up almost a year since the election was stolen. No more playing games. We're holding off. We're going to wait to see if this person does that person does this. I think all the information, everything that's gotten, should be released immediately.
I won't argue with that. I'm just telling you what True the Vote is saying.
Right. Okay. No, I know.
I'm with you.
They're playing games also.
I'm with you. I say put it out there right now. You know, put it out there. Yep. They say they have all this information. Let's see it.
Let's see it now, because, you know, the longer they wait, the more there's going to be watering down of the information. They're going to be holding off on more. I mean, True the Vote is an honorable organization, so they need to continue to be honorable. You've got the information. You can prove the election was stolen. Get it out there now, because the longer you keep it, the longer the media is going to be able to twist what you're going to be releasing and turn it against you.
Exactly. Exactly. So come on, True the Vote. If you're going to call yourself True the Vote, True the Vote.
Exactly. Not you know, Hold the Vote.
True yeah. It. Or change your name to Hold the Vote.
Right.
Hold the info. You know, they say they've got the info. Let's see it.
Yes.
I mean, that's where I'm at.
Yep. It's the weekend. Okay. Monday morning, 9 a.m., release the information. No holds barred.
Yeah, and we're not talking about 9 a.m. in California. We're talking about 9 a.m. No. Eastern time. Okay?
Correct.
You know.
You want to be really honorable? Release it tomorrow.
Yeah. You know, if you got it, let's see it. That's right. Where I'm coming from. Right. The Biden administration is, shall we say, way bent out of shape over the Border Patrol down in Del Rio, Texas. Would bent out of shape be an understatement, or would that be accurate?
Well, let's just say you and I briefly brought it up on Tuesday's show.
Mm-hmm.
About what's going on down there, and the media is out and out lying, and so is the Biden administration. Not only are they lying about the numbers, but they're lying about the officers on horseback who were not whipping Haitians. They were using their reins to turn the horses, whatever. And in pictures, it kind of looks like, that could be a whip. No, it's not, folks. These were reins that the officials were holding on to. This has been blown out of proportion, twisted to make it look like the officials' fault. It wasn't. Now, if the illegals weren't here coming here illegally, we wouldn't have this issue.
Now, Biden himself came out and said, you know, we're coming after those people, and we're going to, you know, and he's talking about the Border Patrol. We're coming after the Border Patrol. And he's literally talking about throwing Border Patrol agents in jail.
Right.
He has ordered the Border Patrol to discontinue the use of horses at the border. Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you something. If you look at those photos, okay, I don't care what they look like. We know what they are. But if you look at those photos, they're working in gullies, in ditches, in some pretty rough terrain. Well, horses can get in and out of that terrain pretty easily.
Right.
But if you're trying to use an ATV or something like that, you're not gonna be able to do your job. And that's what Biden's counting on. See, those horses work. He's not. You know, these Border Patrol agents weren't running people over with horses. They weren't trampling on people with horses. They were using the horses to block them.
Correct.
Now, if Absolutely. You go to any big city, if you go to New York, if you go to down to New Orleans, for instance, I've never been to New York, but I've been to New Orleans two or three times. You go down there, and they've got horse patrols down there that they use to control the crowd during Mardi Gras.
Oh, absolutely. And New York has a horse patrol as well. These agents, okay, were using it to rein the horses, to steer the horses, to give commands to the horses. That's what the reins are. In nowhere is there any pictures of a Haitian being beaten
right.
with a whip. None. Absolutely none. And the thing is, the White House is now turning this. Not that these are people coming here illegally, but this is a racist issue. It brings back memories of slavery and whips and chains and this and that.
I don't know how it could be racist. Some of those horses are the same color as some of those people.
Yeah, and some And some of the people in the group are the same color as you and me. So, yeah. You know, they got to cut this crap. Everything is racist, racist, racist.
You know, a horse is a great tool when it comes mm-hmm. to law enforcement, especially in that yeah. kind of terrain. You know, and the split reins, that's what they're using. It's called a split rein. You know, what you got is a rein on the right side and a rein on the left side, and they're not connected in the middle. Okay. So you mm-hmm. got split reins. It makes it easier and quicker to turn the horse. Okay. So you right. can get your horse to dodge back and forth, get him in and out of these tight areas, over obstacles, things mm-hmm. like that. That's what they're doing in these photos. But, you know, the Biden administration is telling the Border Patrol, we're going to make you pay. Well, the last time Biden said, we're going to make you pay, he then, you know, fired missiles from a drone at a car full of kids.
Exactly. Exactly. I dare anyone to put up one picture of an agent whipping a Haitian. They don't exist. Oh, you might find some Photoshops, but Photoshops could be, you know, easily disproven. This is pure nonsense. This is visuals that they want to get out there. They want the lies to get out there to justify their screwing up the entire situation at the southern border.
Well, and that situation is more than screwed up because you know, Biden and circle back Psaki, you know, they keep and Mayorkas, okay, mm-hmm. they're all saying, well, you know, we're sending these people back to Haiti. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You're dispersing them around the country.
Correct.
Our country, not Haiti.
Wherever Biden and crew have dispersed these illegals, I don't care what nationality they are, what color they are. Those are the areas where the COVID cases are increasing.
You can just look at the maps. All you got to do is look at the map. Look at the COVID map and then look at where they're dropping off these illegals. And they kind of match up. Remember, Diane, when you and I did the land grab series?
Oh, yes.
And we went in and looked at the geological survey maps, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sure. We were looking at areas that the U.S. government, the BLM, okay, that's the Bureau of Land Management, not Black Lives Matter. Okay.
Right.
There was a BLM before the BLM. But we looked at the maps where Bureau of Land Management and the federal government control the land. And then we started looking at maps where you might find uranium or helium or other.
The main thing, yeah.
Yeah, other things. And by golly, those maps look exactly alike.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing here. You look at where the COVID outbreaks are right now, and you look at the map where the illegal aliens are being deposited, they look the same.
Yes, and what's very dangerous about the Haitians, and it has nothing to do with the color of their skin, in Haiti, COVID is rampant. Only 1% of the Haitians in Haiti have been vaccinated or treated for COVID. So the ones coming over here, what are the chances of them being in that 1%? I think that 1% includes the more middle to upper class Haitians than it does lower economic Haitians. They're all coming here.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this, Diane. This is one of those what do you think type of questions, okay?
I have to think on a Friday. Okay.
I know. It's as annoying as my eye issues were yesterday. I understand.
Okay.
But I'm not going to. I promise I won't make you think too hard. Okay.
Right.
What we're being told is that the majority of these Haitians, and there's now like 14,000 of them under the bridge at Del Rio. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We're being told that these people are coming up from Central America through Mexico and then across, and that these are people who left Haiti 10 years ago and went to Central America, and now they're coming up here. Do you think these are all people that have been in Central America for 10 years, or are these fresh Haitians?
Fresh Haitians.
You think the majority are fresh?
A lot of them are even claiming they came, they've been in Chile for years. Yet when background checks were done, they didn't exist in Chile.
Just shocked.
These are people deliberately brought over. If you look at the pictures, folks, yes, there are some children and there are some women. But again, it's mostly young men. That's an invasion, folks.
You can't really classify it as anything other than that.
Exactly.
You got 14,000 of them packed up underneath a bridge in Del Rio, Texas. You're right. Dispersing them throughout the United States. You're not sending them back. Now, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. Okay, this is what makes me think most of these are fresh from Haiti. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If they've been living in Chile for 10 years, why isn't the government telling us that they're sending them back to Chile?
Well, how about this? There's nothing going on in Chile right now. It's a pretty, you know, decent country. It's a stable country. Why would they want to leave?
Well, maybe Chile isn't giving them all the free stuff they want.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, all you have to do is vote for the Democrats. We'll give you anything you want.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole stuff, folks, we are being invaded through our southern border. And the Biden administration is allowing it. And appointing Kamala Harris to be the head of the border patrol, the border situation, was the most stupid thing that was probably
really
ever done, because she doesn't give a damn who comes in here. For her, anybody can come in here. You vote for us, it's fine with us.
Yeah, that's all
that
matters.
Remember when she went to the border but wasn't even near the border?
Well, still, you got to give her some credit, because we found out, thanks to Peter Ducey asking a question of Circleback Psaki, that Harris actually has been closer to the border than Biden ever has. He has never, in the nearly 50 years that he's been a U.S. senator, has he even once gone to the border. Not once.
No, of course not. Well, they can't let Biden do anything with cameras and things, you know, now, unless he has his people to control him. And I don't think there's teleprompters at the border. So I think it would be hard for him to stay on script.
Well, but, you know, a guy like Biden, if he went to the border, he would be greeted by the illegal aliens as a hero, because he's given them all. He's true. The candy man. You know?
Yeah. But you know what? All people have to do, forget colors of people's skin. Look at male-female ratios at the border. That should tell you right there, we are being invaded.
Well,
if we are being invaded, if our country is being invaded, a decent president would call up the military to suppress the invasion. The Biden administration is not doing that. So here it is. If you're not doing that, you're aiding and abetting the enemy, and you're committing treason.
So Diane says, I just want to make sure I got this right. Diane says that forget about the color of the skin, and notice that it's mostly young males that are coming across here. What that tells me, you know, if I'm putting on my liberal Marxist hat, what that tells me is that you are not a racist, you're a sexist.
Well, you know what? Guess what I am. Because they're not, you know, 57 varieties coming across. You got male and female coming across. I mean, you know, take the woke crap out of everything. Look at the sex of the people coming across. You've got a smattering of women and children, and I'd say a good 90% are male. And they're young male of military age. That's an invasion, folks.
You're a sexist. You're a sexist.
I guess then I'm a sexist.
Just because there aren't as many genders as Heinz has spices. You're
true.
Oh, my God.
It's absolutely ridiculous. We're being invaded, and we have an administration who is doing nothing about an invasion of our country. If you're sitting back and you're letting our country be invaded, you're not following the Constitution, you should be removed from office.
I thought we had laws regarding people coming across our border, but apparently I'm wrong.
No, you only have the laws, you know, they're for Europeans that want to come here. They're for, you know, they're for a different class of people that want to come here. People with working brain cells, people that have something to offer this country, who won't give the Democrats their vote.
I'll tell you, I know how to get rid of them. I know how to make the Biden administration put a stop to this. I do.
How?
Very simple. You get somebody that's enterprising enough to go down there at the border and hand out to all those people that are coming across a pre-filled out Republican voter registration card.
The Republicans aren't going to give them what they want.
You know, you give those people a Republican voter registration card, all filled out, okay? The Biden administration will put an end to this right now.
I see what you're saying. Okay,
think
I see
about
what
it.
You're saying.
Yeah, think about it. They'll put an end to it right now. If all those people
or they'll just rip up the cards and give them the Democrat ones. Look, nothing is going to stop it, Craig, until, and I hate to say this, you want to stop the border situation? There's got to be collateral damage there.
Yep, got to be. No other way to do it. Folks,
it's the only way it's going to stop.
We made it to the bottom of the hour. That means we have to take a break. But we still have a couple of great topics to go tonight. So don't go anywhere, folks. There's more Right Side Patriots after this.
You're listening to Right Side Patriots Radio, the best in conservative commentary, news, and talk, where we do away with the politically correct nonsense and give you the politically direct truth. This is the home of Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern with Craig Andreessen and Diane Sori. We're working to make this country great again from the right and leaving puddles of melted snowflakes on the left. Thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots, your best bet on the internet.
You're listening to RSPRadio1.com.
Hi guys, Diane Sori from The Patriot Factor on thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, where I found a home base 7 years ago after becoming one of Facebook's longtime Facebook felons, or so I've been told by the Facebook gods. On my blog, you will find not only my articles, but our Right Side Patriots investigative reports, as well as stories and links to and from well-known writers and bloggers, plus what I call almost daily memes, my snarky take on news of the day. And for more great takes on the issues of the day, check out The National Patriot at thenationalpatriot.com, where you can read Craig's insight into all the current news happenings. And join us both on Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. EST at rspradio1.com.
Welcome back to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot, Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor. If you miss any part of tonight's show, you're going to miss a lot, but you don't have to miss it because if you go to RSPRadio1.com tomorrow morning, click the podcast button, you're one of the pod people, and you can pick and choose from any of our shows.
Yes, and our little pod people are growing in numbers, and we'd like to thank you.
We love our pod people.
Yes.
We certainly do. Here's a guy we don't really care for, though, Obama. Now, I know this is going to come as a shock to a lot of people, probably come as a shock to Diane, but apparently Obama's Department of Justice went rogue and spied on Carter Page.
Well, we kind of knew that, but we needed the proof, and now we have the proof.
Yeah, it's not like you and I never mentioned it.
No, it's not like we ever wrote articles about it or talked about it on the show, is it?
No, not at all. But this is one of those too little, too late kind of deals, you know, because they spied on Carter Page, the NSA did, and the FBI did, right? The FBI, they even had to rig up some FISA warrants to go spy on him.
Right. They, you know, those made up little pieces of paper.
If memory serves, and correct me if I'm wrong, but as memory serves, I think the FBI lied about the Carter Page situation on FISA warrants 4 times.
You mean the Comey FBI dared to lie?
I told you it was going to be shocking.
I know. Oh, gee, here's my shocked face.
Yeah, I tried to warn you.
Yeah.
You know? But no, what we've got here is some declassified documents, declassified rulings, I guess, basically from the Foreign Intelligence Service Act. That would be your FISA court, right?
Right.
And they said, I guess these FISA warrants were probably gotten through malfeasance.
Yeah. You know, it's a good thing Carter Page, he was exonerated of these charges, which were just made up charges. And, you know, the FBI committed an unlawful investigation to begin with because they knew there was nothing there. And yet they went ahead and did it. And what they found was violations of the government's duty of candor in all 4 of the FISA warrants. I mean, this is just gross negligence.
Well, it's beyond.
Yeah, this was deliberate instigation.
Yeah, it's not negligence. I mean, it wasn't like, oops.
Right.
They did this on purpose.
And willfully and knowingly done. It was a fraudulent investigation, and it ruined an innocent man's life. And it also cast a doubt on the man running for president. This was all a nothing burger. There was no Russian collusion, period.
Carter Page was literally the collateral damage in that part of the manufacturing of dirt.
Yes.
You know, has Carter Page, do you know, because I don't, has he ever filed a lawsuit about this?
I'm not sure.
I don't know if he has.
He should.
Oh, he better.
He should. Maybe he has, and it's been, you know, hushed up.
Well, maybe from a legal standpoint, and I don't know how this works, I'll be honest, okay? But maybe he had to wait for this information to come out officially that this was done to him, and now he can go after them legally.
Right. It could very well be. It could very well be. This is like his smoking gun, basically.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, Andrew McCabe was in on this. Hillary with her Steele dossier, you know, the Clinton-funded Steele dossier. They all knew that this investigation was a phony. This was a political ploy against Donald Trump, and Carter Page was the collateral damage.
Now, it's interesting to me that this information, these declassified documents and this declassified information came out literally on the heels of Hillary's campaign attorney being indicted for his role in a lot of this. So are the dominoes beginning to fall, do you think?
I think they might be falling. However, it's a little too little and a little too late to do anything. Yeah, you're going to have some low-level people maybe going to jail, but I don't think it's going to get the head honchos, the Obamas, the Clintons, you know, those folks. I think the wagons are still circled around them, and the media is going to protect them. The Democrat hierarchy is going to protect them, and the holdovers from the Obama administration who have infiltrated the Biden administration, I think they're all going to be protective, because with Obama as the puppet master, their loyalty is to the puppet master.
It definitely is. That's a very good point. It's going to be interesting to see what comes of this. And we're still being told there's a very good possibility of more indictments from the Durham investigation. Right. But they're either going to have to indict some pretty high up people if anything's ever going to come of it. Because if they keep indicting, the deck chairs on the third deck of the Titanic, it's not going to make any difference.
No, I think the cover-up, the chain of command, if you will, of the cover-up is so high up, you might take a few rungs down, but you're not going to get the head people. It's too late. These things have been dragged on too long.
Well, as much as I hate to say it, I used to have a lot of confidence in the FBI, but it's not the rank-and-file FBI agents that I don't have confidence in. It's the head of the FBI. Exactly. When you look at the administration of that particular entity, there's still a lot of crap that goes on there that never should.
Exactly. And I think, part of the problem here, and I said it on the other night show, and I'm going to say it again. When President Trump took office, he should have cleaned house of every single Obama appointee, from the top generals down to the Capitol janitors. Anyone appointed by Obama should have been let go.
Yeah, I mean, you talked about that quite a bit. During Obama's administration, from the first day.
Why is he picking this Obama appointee? I understand President Trump was not a politician. I understand he was trying for bipartisanship. I get it. That's a good thing. However, you're not dealing with good people, folks. You're dealing with evil, nasty, anti-American people. They should have, every single one of them should have been let go.
Well, and now we have this as proof positive that the hierarchy of the FBI stinks.
Okay. Right. We knew that even without this.
Right. Just as we knew, but now we have absolute proof. The hierarchy in the Pentagon stinks.
Right.
Okay. And that's what when I say, are the dominoes beginning to fall? The more this information comes out, I don't look for wholesale changes to occur. I don't look for a bunch of people getting arrested. But the more people know that these entities stink, okay, then maybe some change will come of it. I mean, if we can retake the House, retake the Senate, get things back on track, you know, in 2024, get the White House, get a DOJ in there that will absolutely actually do something to enforce the law and take these people on. Yeah, yeah, Trey, are you listening?
Yeah, you need to listen here, Trey.
You know, I mean, some of this stuff, I mean, if anybody else did these things, they'd be spending 30, 40, 50 years behind bars.
Right, right. It's a very sad situation, what's going on in the country right now. It really is. And it's going to continue on until 2022. If we retake both, even if Biden or Kamala was still president, it wouldn't matter. They'd be politically impotent.
Right. Right.
It's our last chance, yeah, folks. We're not going to survive as we know our country until 2024. It's too many years away.
It is. Now,
too much damage could be done.
I gotta issue another warning, Diane, because this also may come as a shock, because neither one of us ever saw this coming. I mean, if you go back and you look at articles that you've written, that I've written, if you go back and listen to some of the Podbean podcasts of our shows, neither one of us saw this coming. We're completely blindsided by this, but apparently the media has been lying about Hunter Biden.
Oh, tell me it ain't so. The media?
I know it. And Hunter Biden also, I mean, if that's not a shock enough that the media has been lying about Hunter Biden, as it turns out, and I hope folks are sitting down for this, Hunter Biden has been involved in some nefarious activities worth millions of dollars.
Yeah, and we're not talking about Burisma here. There are other little things that he has his tentacles into.
China?
Including the recovery of Libyan assets that were frozen by Obama while Daddy Joe was vice president. You know, the media has kept that totally under wraps. But thankfully, you know, eventually things do come out. It might take a while, but eventually they do.
It's pretty interesting. Here's the deal. Okay. And this just came out, as big a shock as it might be to some of our listeners, but Hunter Biden had struck a $2 million deal. Okay, and that's not $2 million blanket deal. That's $2 million a year deal.
Yep.
To loosen up funds for Libya.
Right, the Libyan assets that were frozen by Obama. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you think back, wasn't Libya somehow involved in that whole Benghazi mess?
Yeah, because the
Benghazi is in Libya.
Weapons originated; they were the leftover stash from Gaddafi.
It's, you know, Benghazi is in Libya.
Yes.
Okay. So here we've got a country that attacked our embassy, killed four Americans, including our ambassador Christopher Stevens, and they used weapons from Gaddafi to do it. And those were, you know, Obama helped traffic those weapons with the help of the Turks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then, you know, the assets of Libya in this country get frozen. And then there's Hunter, says, you know what, guys, for $2 million a year, I can loosen up those purse strings for you and get you some of that money back.
Right. I'll ask Daddy to do some favors here.
Yeah, you certainly you're not going to try and tell me that Hunter Biden was maybe selling access to his dad?
Yeah. Oh, dear. Would he do that?
I don't know how much more of this my heart can take.
I know. He is dirty to the core. And don't tell me that Daddy didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
Joe Biden's stink is on this, too.
All over it. And we know this from the emails that were on Hunter's laptop that, you know, he got high on cocaine and meth and forgot to pick up his laptop at the repair shop. We know that the big guy was getting a cut of all the money Hunter was bringing in.
Yep. Hey, but still he owes, what is it, $500,000 in back taxes as he's raising our taxes. He hasn't even paid his.
He stands up there, Joe Biden, stands up there and preaches to the rest of the nation. The rich must pay their fair share. Well, he's getting millions and millions of dollars in his pocket from the Chinese, from Russian oligarchs. Now we find out probably from the Libyans, among others. We know he was getting money from Ukraine, too. And he owes $500,000 in back taxes. Old Joe Biden, Mr. The rich must pay their fair share.
Well, he's rich. And he's got an extra $500,000 that he won't, you know, turn over to the government.
Ridiculous. I mean, it doesn't get much more hypocritical than that.
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. And you know who was also part of this? In what degree, I'm not 100% sure, but guess who? What do you call it? John Kerry.
Of course John Kerry's involved in it.
John Kerry?
Hillary Clinton
has been linked to his stepson, Christopher Hines, you know, the Hines ketchup heirs. And this is dirty all the way up to Obama, and nothing is done.
Hillary Clinton's involved in this.
Oh, she's as dirty as anything.
You know, Hillary's involved in this. She helped engineer the whole debacle in not only in Libya with Gaddafi, but also in Benghazi with our embassy. Who do you think issued
the
stand down order?
She gave the Russians quite a large chunk of our uranium assets. That was in our land grabs report.
Yeah, I mean, the list of under the table, under the radar crap that went on in that Obama regime is unbelievable.
Yes.
But it all happened. You know, and there's Joe. Yeah, and there's Joe reaping the rewards, putting the money in his pocket.
The bottom line is Hunter Biden should be in jail because he was lobbying the U.S. government while his daddy was vice president, you know, to get that money. He was lobbying for that money to do what he needed to do with the Libyans to get more money. I mean, you're talking criminal activities here, folks.
Sure seems like it to me. And yet, you know as well as I do, Diane, nothing's going to come of it. Nobody's going to go to jail over it.
No, not at all. I mean, Hunter's got enough money to keep him doped up for a certain amount of time anyway.
Well, the only difference now is apparently Hunter Biden is blowing paint through a straw instead of snorting coke up it.
Did you see some of his artwork? That's a joke.
You mean you're not going to buy one for $500,000 and hang it in the foyer?
No. Having degrees in art, I can say he stinks.
I've seen a couple of those paintings that he did. Okay. Yeah. How do you know if you're hanging them right side up?
You don't.
See, that's the problem I have with that kind of art. If I go to an art gallery, and this will come as a shock to people. I have gone to art galleries. Okay? When I go to an art gallery, if I can't tell if it's hanging right side up or upside down, I'm not interested in it. Okay, the Mona Lisa, if that was upside down, you damn well know it.
Yeah.
Right? If any of Monet's pieces were upside down, you'd know it. Of course, if you're looking at Monet's piece, you have to step back a few paces before it gets clear, but still know it. You know, even as bizarre as some of Picasso's stuff was, if it was upside down, you'd know it.
Would you know Dali's? Like his melting clocks and things?
Yes, yes. You could tell because of the numbers on the clock. You know? Andy Warhol.
Biden is... his whole art thing was a scam for money. You know, that's all it was, folks. And the gullible are buying into it.
If Andy Warhol's Campbell's soup can was upside down, you'd know it.
True.
You know, but, you know.
What about the famous painting of the red dot on a giant white canvas? Would you know that?
No, and that's why I don't care for it. You know, if it looks like a monkey did it, I'm not interested. Yep. I'm not interested. $500,000.
No, that's a scam, folks.
Well, I guess you got to do something for a living when the money from Libya runs out.
Well, he's still got his Burisma monies, doesn't he, and his China monies.
Yeah, but is that money still coming in? You know, I mean, all of that money may have gone up his nose, for all we know. You know,
could very well be. We don't know anything. I mean. The media, you're circling the wagons around this man, a doper?
I know.
That's what
I know.
You're protecting now?
That's a great point, Diane. I mean, that really, that's the guy you're going to stand up for? Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to attack Daddy because, you know, he's sitting in the White House. I won't say the word. Craig and I, folks, have a funny thing. We will not call Biden President Biden. We'll say the Biden administration, the man sitting in the White House, but we will not call him president.
Call him everything else. We'll call him, but Hunter Biden, I said, we'll call him everything else, but we won't call him that.
No. You know?
Hunter Biden actually makes Billy Carter look lucid.
Oh, my God. I remember this shit with Billy Carter. Wasn't he a drunk?
Yeah, he had Billy Beer. He actually came out with Billy Beer at one point.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Hunter makes Billy Carter look lucid.
But Hunter Biden is... he's just trash. He's just trash. And this is who everybody thinks is so wonderful, no matter all the stuff he's done.
I think this
is what the media protects.
I think it goes beyond being trash. He certainly is that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But he's also kind of the made man in an organized crime family.
True. I even did part of an article on that.
You know, I mean, the Bidens, when you look at that family, I mean, you know, Joe's brother, James, there's some other family members, they're all getting rich, you know, right. And none of this is really above board or ethical, and some of it is downright criminal.
But no charges. They are protected under the Obama umbrella.
Never will be any charges.
No, I don't think there will be. There would have to be a major shift. If we take back the House and really push our lead in the Senate, and then a Republican, whether it's Trump or Ron DeSantis, becomes president with Kristi Noem as vice president, they would have to do something in order, as far as charges, in order to set this country right again, we need charges brought against the ones perpetrating the crimes against this country.
100%.
There has to be a big name arrest.
It's going to have to happen if we're going to reset, like you said, if we're going to reset and we're going to make things right, and we're going to reinstill confidence in the U.S. government and the system of justice in this country. Yes, you're right. That's going to have to happen.
It has to, has to happen. I don't care if it's Obama. I don't care if it's Hillary. Either one will do. Both together would be nice. But you need a big arrest. You need exposés. You need the truth getting out there. And not 50 years from now. I'm talking out there by 2024.
Well,
we can have the reset.
Let me just tell you how much hope there is for that happening. Okay?
Slim and none.
Someday, the evidence might actually come out that JFK was having an affair. But don't hold your breath.
Someday, the evidence will come out that Bill Clinton really was on Epstein's Island.
You never know.
Or the evidence will come out that, Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself.
I'm not holding my breath for any of it. But Diane, we have actually run out of time.
And we're getting a little slap happy here, guys.
Well, it's Friday. What do you want?
True.
I think it's time to wrap this up, Diane.
I think so, too. So, nighty-night, folks.
Good night, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Tuesday.